For nearly all of his term as foreign minister, Cyril Svoboda has been trying to attain visa-free relations between the Czech Republic and Canada. And most recently, he stepped up the Czech lobby in the halls of Washington, D.C. But now it seems that the Czech Republic has been upstaged by the Poles, who have the best chance yet of seeing their visa requirements for the United States fall by the wayside. Linda Mastalir has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Linda, what's the most recent development all about?
Well, Chris, last week the American Senate passed an amendment regarding eligibility for the visa waiver program as part of a reform package for immigration legislation that's currently under debate by the U.S. government. And if the legislation is approved, it means that Poland could soon qualify for visa-free status in relations with the United States. But according to the proposed criteria, the Czech Republic wouldn't automatically qualify. And, of course, all of this came on the heels of Czech Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda's two-day working visit to the United States, so it's caused a bit of a stir here in the Czech Republic.
And what exactly are the new American requirements for a visa waiver, and why exactly doesn't the Czech Republic automatically qualify?
Well, essentially, there are three criteria that countries must fulfill in order for the Americans to cancel the visa requirements. The first, of course, is membership in the European Union. Secondly, they're required to be allies in the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan, contributing at least 300 soldiers to the effort. And lastly, of course, the given country can't pose a security risk to the United States. So while Poland meets all of these requirements, the Czech Republic is actually lagging in the numbers of soldiers it's contributing in the efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And exactly how many soldiers does the Czech Republic have in the field?
Well, interestingly, Chris, there's a bit of a catch here. In total, the Czech Republic actually has more than 300 people in Iraq and Afghanistan. There are 96 serving in Iraq and 220 in Afghanistan. But about 100 of those in Afghanistan are part of something that's called the International Security Assistance Force mission, and that functions under the supervision of the United Nations, so they don't actually count according to the American criteria. So, in other words, Poland is the only new EU member country state that's been lobbying for visa waiver status in Washington and clearly fulfills all of the requirements.
And is there a chance that the Czech Republic will increase its military presence abroad to fulfill the requirements?
Well, it's a good question, Chris. Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek says that this will not happen. And given that we're just over 1 week away from elections, it's quite unlikely that such a move would happen anytime soon.
And how has the Czech Foreign Ministry reacted?
Well, at least formally, the Czech Foreign Ministry seems very pleased with the recent developments. Minister Svoboda says that it's a most important move because now there's actually some discussion about the visa issues in Washington. And Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has made it clear that if Poland achieves visa-free status, that Prague will push for the same, perhaps with better chances than recent years have afforded. But of course, Chris, some critics have pointed to these recent developments in Washington as a failure of Czech foreign policy, which has been pushing for reciprocal visa relations for quite some time now. In the case of Polish success, that's of course afforded to heavy lobbying in Congress and the fact that Poles have a much larger immigrant community in the United States than do the Czechs. But in any case, the recent news could be very good for the Czechs as well, provided, of course, that the bill is approved by the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate.
Linda Mastalir, thank you.